Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
Hey.
All right, let's see, where do we start? There's just so much crap to talk about, and I'm saying crap because it basically is crap. This little segment sometimes drives me bat crap crazy.
Really? Well, what's the crap today, though?
Because it's just meaningless. You know what really? I mean? It's just, I offer nothing to you people.
I think you're wrong. I think this is very important. I think this is the way people like to start their day. They need to be updated on what's going on with all these celebrities.
Really?
Yeah, what's shaking in the world?
Well, first of all, you know, Lisa Marie Presley, it's crazy, you guys. It's crazy that she's broke. I can't even fathom how she's broke.
I don't know if I buy it.
You think she's just hiding it because that guy wants it?
Her ex? Yeah, well, I'm with you. I can't fathom how you can be broke because she still owns quite a bit of the Elvis estate, right?
Mm-mm. Not quite a bit at all.
Like 15-20% or something like that? Doesn't he make like $60 million a year even though he's dead?
Right, but her expenses, she says, are like $1 million a month or something.
Oh, wow.
So she can't afford her lifestyle.
$1 million a month.
Yeah, it was something, ridiculous.
Back it down a
exactly.
notch. Get yourself an RV. Live in that. Go to a campground.
And small homes.
Yeah.
Right?
Tiny homes.
Yes, tiny, sorry. So people now are giving her crap because I guess she has decided to do a duet with her dad. And people are saying, the real Elvis fans are saying, wow, it's weird that all of a sudden now she wants to do a duet with her dad now that she's broke. And they're saying that she's just cashing in on her father's name in desperation.
Well, she's done this before.
Oh, she has?
Yeah. If you go online, you can find these different videos of Elvis and Lisa Maria, how they've got it, you know, what do they call that? I don't know if it's a hologram or
right.
what exactly it is, but they do a couple of duets together, like In the Ghetto, I think is one.
Lisa Marie Presley was on a talk show in England, I believe, and she was talking about the new Elvis compilation and duet with her late father. Lisa has been blasted by fans after the interview, saying she's just cashing in on her father's name because she's broke.
I don't blame her.
Well, yeah, you have to do what you have to
do. It's your dad.
Yeah.
Okay? He'd want you to do it.
For sure. Oh, Sean has a little bit of the past duet. Here it is.
That's beautiful.
It really is.
I love you.
Can you turn down the Hollywood thing?
Because you understand.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Is she in it?
Says she is.
Oh, boy, this could take a while.
Yes.
Hey, Sean, why don't you put your hand up in the air when you see her come in, okay? We'll come back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just put your hand up in the air,
and then
I'll just quickly turn it back up again, okay? But when she gets in there.
Because right now it's taking forever. Yeah.
That was putting me to sleep.
Woo! Man.
Oh, his hand's up.
Oh, okay.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That's a hit.
Oh, that's a smash. Oh,
I'm not loving it. No, I'm not going to lie. I'm just, I don't know if he would want her to sing with him.
I don't know.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, that was fun. Denise Richards. She is the former wife of Charlie Sheen, and she's the newest cast member for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Here's what she had to say.
you know, been a fan of the show, and Lisa Rinna is a very good friend of mine.
Love Lisa.
So yeah, no, I think it'll be a fun ride and something completely different, and you know, I'm excited actually about it.
They're going to chew her up and spit her out. I'm telling you, Denise Richards is too meek to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She can't stand it.
Oh, no.
She can't handle it,
she
right?
won't be able to. She's just so, and she's like a nervous girl. You know, one of those, and no offense to you nervous girls, but you know that weird nervous girl type?
Yeah. No offense to you weird nervous girl types. But that's what Denise is.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. Sorry.
Well, like I said last week, I think part of the reason she's going in there is because I think Charlie's going to make some appearances.
Yeah, now if he does that, again, and that will be awesome
that
sauce.
Will, Charlie can handle it.
For sure. What was that?
And for you.
You better give me lilacs. All right, anyway, let's see here. Steven Tyler is real, real sad. I guess Aretha Franklin is at home on hospice care, which is, by the way, thanks to all you hospice nurses. I'm telling you, they made my mom's last days amazing. If that can be said.
That's a tough gig.
Oh, God, is it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, they know that this is the last moments. My mom would laugh so much with our hospice nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She was just so fun and awesome. And like, my dad loved her. It was really, probably in the wrong way. But what?
And not just, in almost what you just said there, it's not just the patient themselves, but the hospice people, they work with the family.
Yeah, they were awesome.
And they're amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. So, anyway, she is at home being taken care of by hospice nurses, and she's on hospice care. Steven Tyler sent out a shout-out to her.
God bless you, and everyone's got you on their mind. Big prayers for you. Love you, Aretha. What you got? How- Baby, I love it.
Oh. Okay. Remember that thing I said almost all the time, I should listen to this stuff before I play it?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to do that.
Yes. It was tough to hear.
Yep. Yeah. Let me put that. Right.
I think he said prayers to her.
Oh, okay. All right. I know this is going to shock all of you, but Stormy Daniels is going to be on a reality show. What?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Well, here's the good news. It's in the UK. It's
Thank
not here.
God.
Thank God.
She's going to be on a reality show. It's where cast members ask for forgiveness for past scandals. Other celebrities on this season of this reality show is Princess Diana's former psychic. Also a former broker named Nick Leeson, who went to jail for fraudulent trading that cost his bank millions and millions, hundreds of million dollars in money. And then Christy Alley, she's going to be on it. The actress.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess Stormy is going to compete on this reality show in London. And we're all really looking forward to it.
Now, I don't know any of the others. Stormy, obviously, we know in the news. But Kirstie Alley, I'm a little surprised that she's doing the show.
That's what I said.
I know.
That's why I went, Kirstie Alley.
What is her
the
scandal?
Actress. Being fat?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a scandal.
Well.
I don't know what her scandal would be, though. I mean, because Stormy, you got that one guy who I guess he cheated out of millions of dollars. I get that.
I think it was when she did the Weight Watchers crap, and she acted like she was skinny, and she really wasn't. That's my guess. They superimposed her head on a skinny body.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's even close to it.
It's a scandal.
Can't figure it out.
Somebody said, hey, no worries, Jamie. I'm a nervous girl, and I'm not offended.
Aww. Oh, you know your type, huh?
That's so great.
Yeah, a little nervous girl.
I do, but it's like a nice text. Thank you. All right. And then finally... How do you want to talk about this Kim Kanye crap?
What do you mean?
Kim is furious, BJ.
Oh,
just
my
furious.
God.
Kim Kardashian is furious over Kanye West's gross song about wanting to have relations with her sisters.
Oh, no. She's furious.
She's furious. She said that Kanye never told her or her sisters that the song was going to be released where it says, you got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law you would smash? I got four of them.
Oh, no. Four of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So Kim says she is livid that he didn't run the lyrics by any of them before he dropped the song. And everybody's grossed out in the family by it. And the whole family is shocked that he would sexualize them like that.
Oh my gosh, they're shocked. They've been sexualized?
What?
That family? That is so wrong.
Isn't it?
Here's the clip of the song.
You got sick thoughts? I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law? You a smash? I got four of them.
There you go. They are dead.
So mad.
They are so mad this morning. I don't buy this for a minute.
Hey!
This is the craziest crap. You're right. That is a pile of crap you got over there.
I know.
You're exactly right. There is no way that they're upset they've been sexually... I want to put in this light like this with this song. This album has been out for, what, a month? And all of a sudden, they're upset they hadn't heard this yet?
They didn't know about
it. Get out of here. And then yesterday, Kim Kardashian comes out with another topless picture. Oh, she's been sexualized.
She has been sexualized. Wait, she was naked yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh.
She put out another picture
yesterday.
Wait,
she's a victim. Hold on, she's a victim.
Well, not anymore. I guess she's over it.
I thought she was upset. How can she be so upset? She can show her boobs.
She's got a topless picture where she's lying on the bed. She's laying on her stomach, so you don't really see. But then she's got on a thong underwear, and her butt stuck up in the air. But
like she's been just sexualized. Don't care.
But it's a sexualization of Kanye song that's got her upset.
Well, let me read these lyrics again to y'all because they're amazing.
They're deep.
You got sick thoughts. I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law you would smash. I got four of them.
Wow.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.